Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you remember that funny scene in Shrek? The donkey is behind a group of people in a crowd. Shrek is going to choose a companion. And as Shrek considers his options, all you see is the donkey jumping up over and over in the background. You don't see him, and then you do, over and over. As he jumps high enough to be seen above the group, he's yelling something. Pick me! Pick me! Pick me! Interestingly, all people feel this way at times. And subsequently, it's noteworthy and meaningful to remember, God purposefully picks you. So what does pick me really look like? Too often, people don't believe they are valuable. Do you believe you are important? Make a quick mental list of how you see yourself. What did you come up with? Hopefully, you listed your unique qualities and skill sets. However, those things are not the essence of your value. Incidentally, your value depends on something outside you. God determines your value, and then He purposefully picks you. So, adopt God's view for an accurate assessment of your life value. Incidentally, this helps when you face hard times. Additionally, it helps when others reject you. Choose the truth about yourself. Choose the truth about God. But let's talk about the whole idea of being chosen. Scripture is packed with themes that you are picked, chosen, and wanted. God says your life is precious. Scripture proves God purposefully picks you. Let's look at Isaiah 41, verse 8. Now, this verse was written to Jacob, but when we get to the place where Jacob's name is mentioned, you're going to substitute and put your name in. So here we go. But you, now substitute your name, whom I have chosen. It's a very short portion of the verse. But you, whom I have chosen, and you put your name in there. That shows that you are chosen. Now let's go to Isaiah 41, verse 9. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. Here's one from Isaiah 45, verse 4. I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. Wow, that sounds like grace. Here's another one, and this one from Haggai, chapter 2, verse 23, is written to Zerubbabel. But you're going to do the same thing. You're going to substitute your name in when we get to that portion. Here we go. I will take you, my servant, and here's where you substitute your name, and I will make you my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Then there's John 15, verse 19. I have chosen you out of the world. And then Colossians 3, verse 12, a portion of it. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. And of course, that means you. Paul was writing to the church in Colossae. And then finally, we're going to look at 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. So that's about seven scriptures out of many more that talk about being chosen, picked, wanted. I especially want to focus on the point that God has chosen you as His signet ring. Incidentally, do you know what a signet ring is? Here is a common definition. A signet ring is a finger ring containing a small seal, one's initial or the like. God wants to adorn His hand with your life, your initials, your very purpose for being alive. Yes, you are chosen. But now, you have some choices to make too, since you are chosen by God. First of all, do you see yourself accurately? Have you responded to God's high esteem of your life? And do you believe that He loves you and has drawn you with unfailing kindness? From Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Because God picks you, it's time to live in that knowledge. And it's also time to pick God back. So, here are a few more good questions for you. First of all, do you believe God is working all things for your good? Are you resolved to love and obey God no matter what? And you can look up John 14, verse 15. Here's another question. Will you purposefully trust God even in troubles and trials? And then this one. Will you pick God and His ways in your conduct, attitudes, words, and character? It's your turn. You need to make good choices. Well, sometimes life leaves you feeling slammed, disregarded, and even misjudged. Other times, you're just tired. Plus, there are times you're deeply disappointed. Interestingly, things rarely turn out as you picture in your head. So, what then? During challenging situations, ask yourself the same previous questions. Do I believe God is working all things for my good? Am I resolved to love and obey God no matter what? Will I purposefully trust God even in troubles and trials? And will I pick God and His ways in my conduct, my attitudes, my words, and my character? You are chosen, and you need to make good choices. So, be focused, disciplined, and resolved. FDR. Focused, disciplined, and resolved. Subsequently, these three choices open doors to fresh perspective and inner power. As a result, you start living inside the value God pre-established for your life. Let's look at those three things. Focus. You can focus and stand firm in hardships. Do you know why? Because God is faithful. Now, discipline. You need to discipline yourself to adopt gratitude. And why would you do that? Because God values you. He is exactly who He says He is, and He values you. And then there's resolve. Resolve to do your part. Simultaneously, ask God to do what you can't, to form Christ's character in you as you obey Him. So, focus, discipline, and resolve help you agree with God's purpose for your life. But you need to choose. Jesus purposefully picked God's character as a human person when He lived on earth. And He did this in front of the world in the worst of circumstances. Incidentally, He was slammed, disregarded, misjudged, persecuted, and wrongfully put to death. Simultaneously, while all that was going on, He chose joy and peace. Why would He do that? He trusted Himself to God's faithfulness. So He is your example. Because Jesus elevated humanity to a highly esteemed position through His life, death, and resurrection, you now have options. Pick character like His. Enjoy His love. Live with purpose. After all, Jesus chose to be your older brother in God's family. That's pretty cool. He endured harsh realities to model how to respond to God when you feel crushed, broken, or afraid. Jesus accepted suffering to save you. He purposefully died for you and rose from the dead for you. Stunningly, He picks you to live forever with Him. Jesus also daily picks you to transform your life, and here are some examples. He provides opportunities for you to practice His teachings. You have the fruit of His Spirit. God wants to heal your heart and comforts you in sorrows and sufferings. Jesus teaches you how to forgive. He trains you to pick hope. God's Word gives you power. God protects your heart and shelters you in the shadow of His wings, Psalm 57, verse 1. And finally, He provides counsel and direction for your future. So those are all things that Jesus does for you, and you can use Him as your example and live in His love with purpose. They point to the fact that God purposefully picks you. All those points, they are saying God picks you. Now let's look at some scriptures that show God purposefully picks. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." God loves you, and He wants you. He designed and created you. Additionally, God treasures your life. He purposefully picks you. So live with purpose. Now let's go on to Ephesians 2:10. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." God has individual purpose for your life. You are designed to carry out good works selected before you were born. God purposefully picks you. So live with purpose. And incidentally, it's simply not true to conclude your life is not precious. It's equally erroneous to say your life has no good purpose. God's Word says differently. So agree with Scripture and live with purpose. You can confidently live in the following things. First, you can confidently live in God's love. Next, with courage and hope. The third thing is you can confidently live in the power of Scripture when you're discouraged or experience trials. And then finally, you can confidently live in God's promises to help you be a healthy person with purpose. You know, you want to be picked, and so do others. People seek purpose. People around you are saying, "Pick me." They want to matter. Additionally, they desire to be special to someone. You can make a significant difference for others because you have opportunity to purposefully pick people. You have power to encourage a friend, to invest in someone's life, to honor a needy person's value by providing for them in practical ways. Simultaneously, you spread the high value of Christ over others as you pick them. So here are some examples of ways that you can purposefully pick others. I have, it looks like, 6 of them. Number 1, pick your kids and grandkids lovingly in their daily details. Treat them well. Be good to them. Tell them, "I love you." The second thing is you can choose friends carefully and purposefully. Show them they are dear to you in creative ways. The third thing, exercise discernment with leaders. Look at their character before selecting them. That's one way that you can purposefully pick a leader. The next one is to let neighbors know they're important to you. Show them in practical ways. I'm glad I live near you. And then you can purposefully pick your own character in daily responses. Be a good representative of Jesus. And then the sixth thing is you can explore ways to help needy people in your community. Purposefully pick them. Some things are already decided for you. For instance, you don't generally pick your neighbors. You pick your new home and get to know your neighbors. However, purposefully connecting with them is a way of picking them. You know, you can creatively and purposefully pick others around you, following God's example of how He picks you. Here are some application thoughts and questions over this content. Number one, do you believe God purposefully picks you? Number two, in your current suffering, are you coming close to Christ and trusting Him with your troubles? Three, will you place any doubts you have in His care? Four, plant yourself in faith answers from Scripture, even when you've been hurt. Number five, choose to glorify God with your life. You are created with purpose and unique design. You're not a mistake. Number six, how will you think better of yourself going forward? Actually come up with some ways, some strategies that you can see yourself the way God sees you. And number seven, will you give your life completely to Christ in agreement with Him of your value? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.